What is happening in the Twitterverse? Is Twitter the same service that launched over 7 years ago? If not, what is new? Well, to help us out with these questions, Danny Keynes from Twitter Australia is on the line. Thanks for joining us on Tech Daily, Danny.
No worries, Andy. Nice to join you.
I guess it's an understatement to say that Twitter has become massively popular across the globe, but has it become something that is perhaps different to its original design?
Yeah, I mean, very much so. I mean, when Twitter launched, it was a service... Originally, it was servicing the old mobile phone sets. So it was 140 characters, you could just send text messages, essentially. And the reason for that is because SMS, being an SMS-based service, you could only fit about 140 characters in to those SMSs before it, you know, clocked over to having to send a new message. So they restricted the number of characters to a tweet, to 140. And although that hasn't changed... So much more of the platform has changed. So, you know, these days you can send media, that would be photos, you can send video, you can send what we call GIFs, which are like, you know, little sort of six-frame videos, for lack of a better term. So, lots of wonderful things. You can now upload multiple photos and send them in a tweet too. And of course, when you do that, it doesn't tend to eat up those 140 characters. So you can still send... a message when you send that media in a tweet.
It has come a long way. Of course, you can now, with a lot of businesses are now getting on board with shopping on Twitter.
Yeah, so I mean, we've explored like commerce as a company. We still continue to explore it. So there's buttons that are available in some markets and not in others,
right,
such as Buy Now, where you can purchase stuff directly in the stream. And the key play there is really where we see the fit for Twitter is because Twitter's like live, public and conversational, and they're the three key pillars that we sort of believe sets us aside from any other social platform out there.
Yep.
This shopping in the moment, which is like a buy now, being like, you know, you might be watching the NRL grand final and you have just seen that the Rabbitohs have won, and now is an opportunity to, for a brand or for a league or for a team to get people to purchase, say, the grand final winning jersey as the siren goes. So those sorts of capturing those like in the moment purchases is one of the areas which we continue to explore as a business.
Right. You talk about some of those regional differences, and I guess people use Twitter in different ways on both a personal and business level. Is there any trend about how Australians specifically use Twitter?
The Australians are absolutely mad about sport on the platform. So the biggest driver of conversation for us is actually cricket. We
right.
see this every cricket season. We see huge spikes in user numbers. We see huge spikes in volumes of conversation. One of the great things at the moment is the Cricket World Cup.
Yeah.
And actually, we Australians love Twitter so much with cricket that we actually have built cricket-specific timelines into the experience. So what you can do now is, while using Twitter, and this is something that isn't available globally, it's
right.
actually only available in a few markets, and India, of course, being one of those, and Australia being
yes.
One of the others. And it's the ability, we have match timelines. So what happens is you can actually see the game unfold in real time with results. So you have the batting team score, you have the bowling score, you can see how many overs, and you can see down to the ball. It's absolute real-time scoring. And we also have curated timelines, and what that means is we have timelines that have specific cricket content that are being injected into the timeline. So you see, like, the most engaging tweets, the richest tweets, the ones that are getting the most retweets or favourites, and at the same time, you can see the score as it unfolds. So you can really follow the game in real time on the platform.
So would you suggest this is a good companion, Twitter being a good companion to someone already watching the game, or is it for someone who maybe can't be watching the game live or on TV or at the event?
Yeah, you know, it's one of the strangest things, I think, that we still, as a company, think about every day, and that is that we very much by accident became this default like second screen for television. It was never a strategic move, and we say this openly all the time, that like what we realized is that like the use case for Twitter was very much a companion to television, and more so than anything a companion to TV sport. And the reason for that is because sport and Twitter, if we think about those three pillars, live, public and conversational, they align so well with live sport as well. And so we basically started to try and find ways to really harness the power of Twitter and sport, because there was such, it was our users who were kind of demanding this use case, right? Because they were the ones that were actually driving. I mean, if I think a few years ago, if we found that people were using Twitter to talk about something else, we would have pivoted in that direction. But we really have sort of pivoted in the direction of like this live, real-time second screen experience for TV. And of course, that includes sport, because, any sport, major sport is televised.
So these changes that you've just spoken about, they are specifically being made just around our love of sport, and specifically for cricket.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so we basically, we wanted to reward the cricket fans on the platform. I mean, one of the things which we are constantly trying to do is find ways to organise the content on our platform better. And what better way to do it than to just take all the Twitter conversation around cricket and put them into a specific match timeline, and then give like a value add of scores or real time updates. And when we think about, I mean, there's other things which we've done with the platform to try and organise content as well, because of this. Like, when we think about the number of tweets that are sent every 2 days on the platform is 500 million. Mm. So, and when we think about that, we have to think about there's huge volumes of conversation. There's huge numbers, like there's huge amounts of content being published by the users. So we want to try and find better ways to organize that content. And of course, one of the original ways to organize content was the hashtag.
Yes.
Which was, created by Twitter. We had a way of people clicking on a hashtag to go to a pool of conversation about that topic. But as we've evolved as a platform, and we're at now 288 million monthly active users, of course, the volume of conversation and the volume of content has increased. So launching these cricket-specific timelines helps. But, of course, we also just launched a thing called While You Were Away. And what While You Were Away does is, if you haven't visited the Twitter app for a number of hours, when you log back in, we actually serve you the most engaging tweets that you missed, because it's very easy for conversations or content to get lost in the timeline. Because of the real-time nature of the platform, if you're not on when someone posts, you could very easily miss the content as it just drops down the stream. And of course, we wanted to find ways to try and surface the content that you're missing. And so we launched a thing called While You're Away. And this is just one of many ways that we're beginning to explore ways to surface all the incredible photos, images, audio, GIFs that are actually being published on the platform.
Right, yeah, that's a great concept, because of course Twitter can be quite overwhelming if you're following a lot of people and you've just got a barrage of tweets coming in, and you can't be there to see all of them happening.
Yeah, that's right. And so one of the great things about the Cricket World Cup timeline, of course, is it's actually, if you think about the home timeline on Twitter, the home timeline is your timeline. So that is all the content that you want to see, or that you want populating your feed. The great thing about the Cricket World Cup timelines is it's actually more of a curated feed. So it's stuff, it's the official accounts, it's the official players, it's the official commentators, it's the official broadcasters, and it's also some of the more highly, the tweets that are just getting lots and lots of engagement. So it becomes an opportunity to deliver content that you might not traditionally see, because you might not be following those accounts.
Okay, so for anyone who is going to be following the Cricket World Cup and is perhaps new to Twitter, what's a quick tip you can give them to sort of get them on the inside of this new feature?
The easiest way to get into the Cricket World Cup timeline is to actually search for a cricket term on Twitter. So the official hashtag of the Cricket World Cup is CWC15. And if you go to the search bar within the app, just like you would searching for any content on any platform, and you type CWC15, it will pivot you automatically into the Cricket World Cup timeline. And then you have three options that display on the screen: to see all tweets, which essentially is the tweets from your home timeline, to see the commentator slash the commentary tweets, which is the more of a curated feed, and of course the match timeline, which is the results from all the games. So you can go through there and see who won, who lost, and you can go back over time to just see how the tournament is unfolding.
Right, sounds massive. I'm sure a lot of people have their eyes glued to a couple of different screens as the cup unfolds. Danny Keynes, thanks again for taking time out to chat today on Tech Daily.
No problems. Thanks, Andy.